Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm here with David Bird. David, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully, this will work for now. I'm going old school recording on the Anchor app on my phone, so y'all bear with me for a second. This is kind of old school as hell, but it should be working. First of all, before we go any further, if you have HBO Max, download it right now. If you don't, if you haven't, open it. Take out Peacemaker right now, featuring John Cena. You know, I've known John for 20 years. It's 2002 in the wrestling world. I never seen the man dance. It's hilarious. John Cena dancing David Burton is hilarious. Oh, Lordy. Hang on a second here. All right. Say it again. Yeah. I hope y'all heard that. We got tech problems already. It's messed up. Anyway, we'll get through it, hopefully. What's on your mind for Saturday, David?
I'm looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to the Raw Women's title match, the Universal title match, and both chamber matches.
Well, it should be good. It's going to be first time ever a women's, whatever you want to call it, is a women's chamber match. The first time ever. It's going to have Alexa Bliss. Wow. Yes. Alexa Bliss is going to be a surprise entrant. Help me out, David.
Alexa Bliss. Rhea Ripley, Nikki ASH,
Dewdrop,
and Bianca Belair.
Alexa Bliss has an advantage because she's been a mystery opponent for quite some time now. Everybody else, I'm assuming, well, it's hard to Chamber's hard to train for because you normally focus on one opponent when you train. You got five other opponents to worry about. So normally, they done some kind of training, I guess, but it's normally hard to do that. But she's fresh. She's been off for quite some time. These other women have wrestled week after week, and she's been off for a while. She just got married and had surgery, everything. Hope she did what she needed to do. I think she has the advantage.
I agree with you. Plus, another advantage would be the infamous luck of the draw. If you can come out late in that chamber match, that can definitely help.
Yeah. Now, unlike...
kind of like the Royal Rumble in a way, to get that last number
30 spot. Yes. Oh, definitely. Unlike the Rumble, you're all going to be in the chamber, but she'll be... here's how it works. All y'all going to be in the chamber. The last two people in the match that come out to the ring, they'll start the match. It goes from one-on-one, triple threat, to fatal four way to God knows what else. Whoever's left standing at the time is your winner.
True.
So
do you remember the 7-man elimination chamber match they did?
Mm-hmm.
Man, did that match suck.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like it. I thought it was trash. It basically was the Braun Strowman show.
Oh, wow. Alexa Bliss has an advantage, in my opinion. I ain't talking about you, girl.
option by going to settings.
He's been out for weeks and months at a time. And yeah, she's basically fresh.
Yes, sir. Now, for the WWE, Championship Elimination Chamber, I'm going to go ahead and call it your winner, Brock Lesnar.
You know what? I got to agree with you. I'll be surprised if he doesn't win, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to win guaranteed.
I mean,
I am interested to see how he performs in the match, because he's never been in the Elimination Chamber match before.
Yeah, but he's as close thing to UFC cages. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but there's never been five other guys in there.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you what, if I was those guys, I would not want Brock Lesnar in the last.
Ooh.
I think the best thing for them is to have Lesnar come in first or second.
Now, if they all come, if they all happen to be in the match, out of their pods, Brock Lesnar comes out. The smart thing to do, and we know they're not going to do the smart thing, work together. Somebody, anybody, all y'all, beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar. All y'all pile up Brock Lesnar. Eliminate Brock Lesnar. It doesn't matter how you do it, just get rid of him.
I agree.
You can all pile up, and both along the shoulder system, Matt. It's all good. You can pile up Brock Lesnar as long as soldiers touching the good for a count. It's all good.
I agree. Now, if I was starting the match with Lesnar, I would buy time. I'll do whatever I can to make sure that I survive until the next person comes up.
Mm-hmm.
To form a partnership.
Yes, sir.
Basically, that's another important thing in that match is survival.
Winning is a bonus. Winning is a bonus. It's nice if you win, but the whole thing is to survive.
Mm-hmm. You have to survive, and it's all about strategy as well.
Yes, sir. I believe most of the superstars have arrived yesterday, something like that. I know today, they've had dinner at the palace and everything, and they're getting settled, and they should be warming up, training, whatever they got to do. Saturday, they're going to be at the Jeddah Superdome in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and we'll take it from there.
They have amazing weather over there right now.
No. Oh, yeah. In my opinion, I'm going to say it like I'm going to go old school on you. It's better than the treatment WCW superstars got when they went to Korea.
Yeah, it shouldn't have gone in the first place, to be honest.
And you imagine if that would have been WWE people going over there.
Oh, I don't think they would have gone.
Lord. Eric Bischoff flexes and he had the biggest crowd ever. In Korea, that's cool, but the cost of that was your freaking freedom. Now think about it. North Korea, let's face it, North Korea is a strict country. Okay? They couldn't do nothing over there. I mean, when one wrestler on the phone with his wife talking about how trash the country is, I ain't got no privacy basically. I'm on the phone with his wife. Next thing he knows, click. The phone goes off, and security takes him to the governor's office. Hey, don't talk trash up in here. We don't talk trash up in here. See?
What about that forced attendance record they had?
Uh-huh.
I will say this, it's still the largest crowd ever to see a wrestling show, and that record will never be broken.
Yes, sir,
Bad is that they were all forced to attend.
Yeah, like I said.
If you don't go, or it's a bullet to your head.
Like I said, the biggest crowd in wrestling history, like you just said, will never be competed against. But the cost of that is freedom.
Yeah, they said if you don't attend, it's a bullet to the head.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali was there. He got treated better than everybody in the whole group. He wasn't even part of the group. He just had to be with them.
Oh,
yeah,
he wasn't part of the group, but he did fly, and he did go with them.
Yeah.
It was, but they
were
all on the same plane. Of course, Ali had his own entourage. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, you're coming with us. Hogan was smart. He said no.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that story, but Hogan was originally supposed to go, and he said no. And he was the WWE champion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Bischoff goes to Hogan and says, hey, they want you to go. He's like, yeah, that's not going to work for me, brother. I'm not going up.
And like, I'll move on. I want to just give a few points here. First of all, like, they were assigned people, like, almost like chaperones, if you will. And talk about for your safety and everything, but really just chaperones. So, Eric Bischoff goes on the run in the morning, and everybody's losing their freaking mind.
Yeah, he didn't tell his chaperone. He just took off.
Yeah. He goes for a run in the morning, and everybody lost their mind. He's running through, like, and everybody just loses it. And so, basically, they were treated horribly over there in Korea. And I'm pretty sure no wrestling company's been there since.
No.
I mean.
The closest thing you had to that was WWE's tribute to the troops when they were going to Iraq.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
There's no problem for doing that.
Love
it. In the middle of a war zone like that.
Mm.
And. What a lot of people don't know is that whole tribute to the troops stuff, it was all, what's the word I'm looking for? It was all voluntary.
I'll say again?
It was all voluntary.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes it more better. Like, I would rather have my people, hey, look, like, I'm gonna take a group of people, go over here, we're gonna entertain some soldiers. Come if you want to. Don't want to, that's fine. But if you want to come, come on. Rather than if your job online, we don't come.
Well, you know, some people are going to have to show up, so.
Mm-hmm.
RVD was like, yep, have a nice trip,
baby. Yeah. So just like that, Saudi is an optional, it's a voluntary trip. Most people have refused to come to the Saudi shows. Sami Zayn is Jewish.
That's true. That is also voluntary.
Yes. Not Jewish, but what you call it? I read it earlier. I can't remember what but he has I gotta look it up. He's Palestinian descent. Sami Zayn. Paul Heyman.
I think he's Syrian or something.
Yeah, Syrian. And they have issues. Syrian and Saudi got issues. Paul Heyman and Goldberg, they're Jewish. And we all know the history there.
Yeah, but they still go. So.
Yeah. So it's a very optional trip. You want to come? Come on. If you don't, that's cool. We'll see you later.
That's true. I mean, if you look at some Saudi shows from the past, there have been people who said no. I remember Daniel Bryan said no one. Cena said no one. Even Roman Reigns said no one.
Mm-hmm.
They all, we're not going this time.
At the time before 2019, they refused to have women there.
That's true.
It was sausage party, if you will. Then they opened up the doors for women, but of course you gotta be covered up.
Yeah, they gotta be dressed in certain way.
Yeah.
So you don't see females in there.
Oh, yes. So when you see them Saturday, don't trip. They're going to be in their traditional wrestling gear. Not just wrestling gear. They're going to be long sleeve shirt, long sleeve leggings. Mind you, it's hot in Saudi.
Yeah, it is.
So the heat in that ring is gonna be unbearable, but it's gonna be quite a little bit much. Plus, you got the women all covered up in Saudi. It's gonna be very for an interesting day. It's gonna be 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon, Eastern, I believe. This Saturday. Yeah, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, this Saturday.
That is nuts. That means that if you're on the West Coast, that's 3 hours behind.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
do the math, 3 hours behind 12, 11, 10 is your answer.
And of course, our Saudi folks get it live.
Who wants to be up in the morning? Never mind.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because last time they were in Australia, it came on around 5 something in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say something, but you know what? It doesn't matter. The people are gonna be up regardless, watching.
Yes, sir. I remember it came on like 5 in the morning. I love wrestling, but you lost y'all mind. I'm going to check it out and get up in the morning. Got up in the morning. First time I did was church. I'll tell y'all the show was pretty good.
You think that's bad? Let me tell you this. The New Japan pay-per-views, when they air here, well, when they come on here in the States, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Remember, they go by their time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why it comes on at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is the reason that Saudi pay-per-views come on at 12 noon here in the States. So, yeah, that's the only bad thing about New Japan's pay-per-view. They come on at 3 in the morning.
Yes, sir, man. Let's take a look at this card right quick. It's going to be live. Let's see here. The Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. In the meantime, Monday, you missed out on Free Wings. It's all good. We'll see you next year. All you gotta do is share a picture of your ex for Free Wings, and you buy a
Hooters.
Hooters, I'm sorry. You gotta purchase a regular wings, and you can shred your ex for free extra wings, and it's all good.
No, I've only been to Hooters once. But anyway, you was about to read the card for this Saturday.
Yes, sir. Let me get this pool card together right here. Let's see here. Hang on a second, y'all. Excuse me, that's my alarm.
Well, while you're pulling it out, let me help you out with some of the matches I do remember. For example, Rey Mysterio will face The Miz. Drew McIntyre will go one-on-one with Madcap Moss.
Uh-huh.
The Usos will defend the SmackDown Tag Team titles against the Viking Raiders. The Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch will defend against WWE Hall of Famer Lita.
We also got Ronda Rousey, Naomi, Charlotte Flair, Sonya Deville. That's going to be interesting. Rey Mysterio versus The Miz. With the W Chamber, Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Riddle, AJ Styles, the W Championship inside the Chamber. Lita, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Doudrop, like we said earlier, Nikki A.S.H., and Bliss. I'm not saying her first name because my Lexi ass goes off. For the opportunity for Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. And of course, like you said, Falls Count Anywhere, Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss, Falls Count Anywhere.
Interesting. See, I didn't know it was a Falls Count Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They must have just added that. And let's not forget the match we were supposed to see 2 years ago. Goldberg versus Roman Reigns.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad we're still getting... I give WWE props.
Oh, by the way, it's been news now. If you have not heard, I doubt it's going to be official. I highly doubt it's going to happen at all. Cody Rhodes has left AEW. And we're on the street. He's coming to WWE.
Yep.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes has left.
That's going to be interesting.
I highly doubt it. We're going to see. I highly doubt he's going to come back to WWE after what you done for 3 years. Come on now.
Or what if he turns up and, like I said earlier, was announced earlier this afternoon, Braun Strowman and EC3, starting their own wrestling company called Control Your Narrative. And they're looking to start their roster. And so far, they've named the Killer Cross as their first talent. Of course, their talent themselves, they're also going to be wrestling. So, I wish them luck.
You know what?
Like I said before, it's another place for guys and girls to go.
Excuse my alarm, everything. It's just like Thanos said, you can live your own failure, and where does that bring you? Back to me.
Yeah. So, I wish them luck. The only good thing, I'm not going to say that, I don't want to sound mean, but the good thing that comes out of that is there's another place for guys and girls to work. If they're not happy in one place, they can go elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
So that's the wonderful thing about that. So I wish them too the best of luck, and hopefully it goes well.
And of course, there's the word I've not heard of. I doubt it's going to happen as well. But word on the street, Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to have a match at WrestleMania with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's been a rumor that's been going around for a while now. Time will tell.
And I highly doubt that. But now, this is the thing.
Won't doubt he will appear on the show, but a match, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind a fight. That's cool. But a match, no.
But you know, for a while, Austin said he's health-wise, ring-wise, he's been good. He's been feeling better than he's ever felt.
Uh-huh.
If Austin, and by all means, he said he would do it, but everything has to make sense. And all the stars have to align, and these are his words.
The last time he had a classic wrestling match, in my opinion, was with The Rock, 2003.
That was his last match.
Not, I ain't talking about like come stunt somebody and leave. I'm talking about a bell to bell match for quite some time, for a few minutes, for quite some time, start to finish match.
Absolutely. Actually, that was his last televised match, by the way.
I ain't talking about...
He did work a house show match, but that was his last televised match.
Yeah, I ain't talking about stunning somebody and leaving. I'm talking about wrestling, a wrestling grappling match. The last thing he had one was with The Rock.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what better way than to go out at WrestleMania? I do know Hogan say, Hogan, he's mentioned as having one more match. I don't blame him. You know, he always feels that he's a WWE guy. The reason I think he wants to do this is because his last match was in TNA.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't think he wants to end his career with his last match being in TNA.
Yeah.
But the only good thing is that his last match was against Sting.
Yes, sir. I'm not mistaken. I'm for control of Impact Wrestling.
All right, here's an interesting fun fact. Both Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, their final matches took place in TNA, and it was against Sting.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're happy it was against Sting, but they weren't happy it was in TNA.
Yeah. Well,
these are their words, by the way.
The only place you have it now is in your dreams. If you want Sting, Undertaker, Sting, and whoever, that's going to be your dreams right now.
I would have loved to see Sting and Taker.
That would be awesome.
That would have been cool, man.
I would have loved to see that match. But damn it, damn. Seems like every time he get close to having a big tank of match, he comes and he doesn't go through with it.
Alright.
I'll kind of blame Sting for going to AEW, which is part of the reason he went. He never got that Undertaker match. You know, some guys and some girls, they're not happy, they'll leave, and they'll do some things out of spite. Man, I'm looking forward to this Elimination Chamber pay-per-view taking place this Saturday and tonight. I'm sure everybody knows, because it's out there now, that we do have a new Intercontinental Champion, so congrats are in order to Sami Zayn. 3-time Intercontinental Champion, The Mess. The SmackDown that will air tomorrow night took place last week, and that will air tomorrow. So you will see exactly how Sami Zayn won the championship.
Oh, wow. By the way, NXT, this is some bull. I'm sick of NXT.
Oh, yes, that's right. They're going to have a second show. They're giving NXT a second show.
Why, man? What the hell?
I have no idea. They're getting rid of 205 Live, which is good. They don't have the Cruiserweight title anymore, so there's no reason to really have to start a show. So, they're replacing 205 Live with the second show for NXT. I'm sorry, guys. I can't remember what the name of the show is. I think it's Amped Up or something like that.
Level Up.
Level Up. Excuse me. And it's going to have two shows.
That is stupid.
I agree. I don't like it neither.
I gave NXT a chance. I tried it. I'm knocking it. It is stupid. I don't like nothing about NXT nowadays. I hate the way the fans are sitting. I hate the way the ring is set up. I hate the way the entrance is set up. I hate everything about NXT 2.0.
Well, the matches are still okay. I saw that tag team match with MSK and the Creed Brothers was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Santos Escobar Braun Breaker match was amazing. Could have been better than what it was. But it was good. I meant to say good, excuse me. But they've had some good matches that are still good.
Yeah. The only thing about NXT that's redeemable is NXT UK.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of NXT UK, did you see the empty arena match between Jordan Devlin and the champion Archer Dragunov?
Wow.
Holy smoke. If you did not see that match, please watch that match. That match is already, I'm calling it now, that match is going to be up there for match of the year. That match is going to be a candidate for match of the year for 2022.
Well, it'll definitely be ours. Like, every time we do our matches of the year, we'll definitely put that on there. I meant to do this a long time, last year as well. I've got to do it. Our countdown. The match of the year, in my opinion, was the 12 Labors of Jericho.
Was all right. I don't know if that was a demon, but it was decent.
Those of you who don't know 12 Labors of Jericho, a nod to 12 Labors of Hercules. Chris Jericho had to go through 12 matches, win them all, to get his hands on MJF.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the goal.
That was
interesting. Yes, sir.
And you know, the whole Inner Circle's having their own difficulties. MJF got himself in deep shit with CM Punk, and now he's in a dog collar match against Punk at Revolution, which will take place on March the 6th. And it looks like we're going to see the Battle of the Adams, Adam Cole versus Adam Page, for the AEW old title. It looks like we're going to see that at Revolution. Also, the big ladder match. We know Keith Lee is in it. We know Wardlow's in it. Going to be a multiple-man ladder match. And the winner of that ladder match will become the number one contender for the AEW championship. That ladder match will take place at Revolution. So, Revolution's looking to be a pretty interesting show so far.
If you can't afford pay-per-views, what you do? Go on Google.com, type in Watch Wrestling, click the first link, find something that works for you, and you're good to go.
Yes, sir. Get your wrestling fix. Of course, let's not forget about the... Oh, almost forgot. Don't know if you heard, but also, speaking of new champions, congratulations to Zack Ryder. Matt Cardona, excuse me, that's his real name. The guy has won his first World Heavyweight Championship. He beat Trevor Murdoch, and he is the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's going to have his first title defense at the NWA's next pay-per-view, Crockett Cup. He's going to defend against former champion Nick Aldis. Cardona, who's also the reigning and defending Impact Digital Media Champion, whatever championship that is. He beat Jordan Grace to win that title. So he's packing two belts from two different companies.
Wow, I try to dress that up. The reigning defending media champion.
Yeah, I don't even know what that belt is. I do know it's a new championship that was created last October for Bound for Glory. Jordan Grace was his first champion. He lost it to Cardona. So I do know this. Any gender can compete for the title. So you could have men versus men, women against women, or men against women.
Yeah.
Matt Cardona is the second champion. Again, Jordan Grace was the first. She won the title at Bound for Glory. And Cardona is currently his second champion. Personally, I'm not a fan of intergender matches. It makes the business look stupid, in my personal opinion.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So you telling me you didn't like the back in the day when China was doing it? When China was doing it back in the day?
I'll give China a pass because she's believable. But when you got people like Tessa Blanchard wrestling guys like Brian Cage and beating guys like Brian Cage, that's too much.
Gotcha.
But that's embarrassing. You can put them two next to each other on the street and ask anybody who's going to win in a real fight. They're all going to say Brian Cage. So to have her beat Brian Cage, that's just ridiculous.
I'll tell you this. If I was a wrestler, the only woman I would lose to would be Chyna.
And then to make matters worse, they put the Impact World title on her.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous. That's embarrassing. Like, they buried their entire men's roster doing it. You look at some of the former champions, and they're in the Hall of Fame. That's embarrassing. You got guys like Sting and Mick Foley and Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett. Like, these guys are all in the WWE Hall of Fame, and a woman is the world champion. Even Bully Ray, a WWE Hall of Famer. I forgot to mention him. But then you got guys like Samoa Joe and the Hardys and AJ Styles. Lashley. Bobby effing Lashley. That's embarrassing. You want to talk about shooting yourself in the foot? There's a bad way to do it right there. So, yeah, that's why I'm not a fan of it. It makes them look stupid. It's embarrassing, and it doesn't make sense.
There it is.
Hey, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Sir, you have every right to. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, WrestleMania is approaching here. I'm going to get my tickets in March. You can get your tickets right now. Get mine in March. Come hell or high water, I would like to see it. WrestleMania is going down. Now, you can do several ways. Check this out. Let's say you can't afford to go every WrestleMania, night one, night two, Raw Monday. No problem. This is what you can do. You can balance it out. You can watch night one at home. Go to night two. Hotel, you're going to do that. Go to night two. Watch night one. Where you going to stay at? Or you can go to both of you. You can afford all of them. Do that. And of course, Monday, the night after WrestleMania, right here in Dallas, Texas, at the American Airlines Center, Monday Night Raw. The most lit night of the year. Oh, we almost had you. Say it again. I don't know why Google Voice does this, man. I can barely hear you. Barely. Yes, sir. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you can get your tickets right now. Get mine in March. You can get your tickets to WrestleMania 32. I'm sorry, WrestleMania 39. I had a flashback. WrestleMania 38. There you go. 38, 39 in Inglewood, California, the home of the Super Bowl. Technically in the hood. So you prepare yourself for that. Yes, sir. We apologize for technical difficulties. We'll see you guys. I'll see you guys Friday, Saturday with Josh Wynn, Russell Talking the D. Sometime Saturday, we'll do a show together. Hopefully, no technical difficulties at all, God willing. In the meantime, we're going to get cut off for the night. I'm Lee Houston, David Burton in the house. We apologize for technical difficulties. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Thanks, sir.